Okay, last time we read a couple of Rambams, which I'm going to go over, then we're going to go on in the Rambam. So the first one talked about the fact that there was a bracha of likboa mezuzah. There's a debate if you appoint a shliach as to whether you would, you need to say a different bracha or who says the bracha, so I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole side thing. Somebody else does it for you. Well, you make the bracha. What happens if you forgot to make the bracha when you put it up? Can you continue to make the bracha afterwards? So some people say, yes, you can continue to make the bracha. Let's say I didn't make the bracha when I put up the mezuzah. A day later, I realize I have the mezuzah up. Can I make a bracha? Some people say yes, because it's similar to tefillin and tzitzis. The guy's wearing tefillin, he forgets to make the bracha in the beginning, or tzitzis, he's wearing tzitzis. As long as he's wearing it, he's involved in the mitzvah. Generally, a mitzvah, we mentioned this by a bracha, it has to be over Les Yosan. It has to be before you do the mitzvah. But here, it's still somewhat considered to be before you do the mitzvah because you're still continuing with the mitzvah. So say the same thing by mezuzah. The mitzvah continues. You can make a bracha anytime as long as you have are continuing. The mezuzah is still up. Other people claimed that you cannot make the bracha, and it's different. The Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim and a couple of other people, you cannot make the bracha, and it's different than tzitzis and mezuzah and tefillin. Why? Because the mitzvah by tzitzis is either al mitzvah tzitzis or l'satefa tzitzis, to wrap it up, to do the mitzvah. Tefillin is the mitzvah of tefillin, to put on tefillin. The mitzvah by mezuzah is to set the mezuzah onto your mezuzah, onto your doorpost. That is one thing you do once, and that's it. And then the mitzvah is basically that particular part of the mitzvah and the language of the bracha, it's done there. Some people say you can't make the bracha after you, if you accidentally put the mezuzah on, you can't make the bracha there. You're allowed to make one bracha to put out many mezuzahs. You're not allowed to talk about anything not related to the mezuzah between putting up all the other mezuzahs. If you did talk, there are some poskim who say that you would have to make a new bracha, even though you're putting up all the mezuzahs at the same time. Talked about something not related to mezuzah. So therefore, it's very important not to talk about anything not related to mezuzah during that time period. Okay? That is actually very important. Okay, the other thing you mentioned before we go on in the Rambam is that mezuzah is checked twice in 7 years, once every 3.5 years. So that's what we do. We check the mezuzahs. Do they definitively need to be checked every 3.5 years? And we said, by the way, if it's for a public mezuzah, for a public place, then it's twice in 50 years. So they really have to be checked every 3.5 years. So it depends. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, others, Rav Yashiv, talked about if you have a mezuzah that's sealed, there's something called hermetically sealed, which means that no air can get in at all. And that could be done through plastic, glass, etc., many things. Many different materials. And you hermetically seal it so that nothing can get in, no air. So according to those poskim, you never have to check your mezuzah. They apply it by tefillin as well. Tefillin generally, many times, is hermetically sealed. And therefore, some people, even though you're supposed to check your tefillin on a regular basis, maybe you don't have to do that at all once it's been sealed well the first time. So some people say if your mezuzah was completely sealed. Other people argue and say you still should check it. But really, the mezuzah is based upon checking is based upon the conditions. If you have your outdoor mezuzah, the weather is much worse. It's much more likely to affect it. Maybe you have to check it more often. If you have something that's inside, maybe it doesn't really need to be checked as much. But technically, the original custom, again, is every 3.5 years. So that's when you're supposed to check it. Generally, we talked about that if you have a mezuzah comes down, you should go to another room until that mezuzah gets put back up. Stay in the room with the mezuzah. But what about when you're having the mezuzahs checked? You have to take them down one at a time. So I have mezuzahs up in my house. So a tshuva from the Rivavos Ephraim quotes a custom from Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is what I do. Rav Moshe Feinstein would take down all his mezuzos, have them checked at once. So they would have all the mezuzos checked at once. This way, and you don't have to worry about the fact that you took down all your mezuzos. Okay. When you take down your mezuzos to be checked, which everybody does, do you need to make a new bracha when you put them back up? Why would you possibly need to make a new bracha when you put them back up? To give an example, I'm in shul, I'm wearing a talus. If it falls off, it's a question whether I need a new bracha. I didn't know it was going to happen. But if I take it off for a short amount of time, purposely, to go to the bathroom or something else, I don't make a new bracha. So why would I, let's say I take them off for a short time to have them checked, why would I possibly need a new bracha? So the Achronim who say you need a new bracha, and this is the opinion of many of the Sephardi Achronim, including Rav Avadia Yosef and Sandi Alki Yosef, that you need a new bracha. Even if you take it down for 2 minutes to check it, you require a new bracha because you have no idea when you take it down whether this mezuzah is going back up, because it could be a puzzle. And you can basically, almost no way to fix a puzzle mezuzah. Mezuzah has to be written in order. So if you try to fix it, it doesn't really help. It's not like a Sefer Torah where you can fix one letter. Mezuzah has to be rewritten. So most cases of mezuzah, you can't really fix the mezuzah. So you have no idea if this mezuzah will ever be used again. So therefore, in your mind, you have separated from that bracha, the original bracha, and you require a new bracha. So this is the psak of most Sfardim, as I said, and some Ashkenazi poskim. Most Ashkenazi poskim, Aruch HaShulchan, etc., say that as long as it's within a day, you give them to the sofer to be checked, you just check them yourselves. You technically can check them yourselves as long as you know what to look for. So if I take them down to check them, I'm going to put them up right away. It's within a day. So I don't need a new bracha. It's no different than the talus case where I take off the talus for a short amount of time. There are some poskim that said it's like 3 or 4 hours or 2 hours or something. That would be the difference, which is technically what we follow by a talus. If you take off and you leave for 2 hours, like in Yom Kippur, you leave for like 2 or 3 hours, make a new bracha when we come back, put on the talus again. So we, some people say it's that, but the general thing is as long as it's within a day, for Ashkenazim, you don't make a new bracha. If it's more than a day, you would definitely make a new bracha, according to everybody. If it is within a day, then for Sephardim, they would make a new bracha, even if they took it down for 5 minutes to check it. So that's the difference in halacha there. Okay. One more thing before we go on. The mezuzah. What's it supposed to look like when it's on the door? So there's a debate between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi felt that the mezuzah should be standing straight up, horizontal. The Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson, felt the mezuzah is supposed to be vertical, completely vertical. Why? Because of the fact, if you ever notice this, when somebody's walking with the Sefer Torah doing Hagbah, what does everybody do in the shul? They stand up. When the Sefer Torah is lying down on the table, what does everybody do? Sit down. Now, what's interesting with the Sephardi Sefer Torah, it's automatically standing up all the time, but we still sit down. But the idea was, Rabbeinu Tam was saying that maybe it has to be lying down, so it's this way you don't have to. That's the proper place, is lying down. That's why we don't stand up when the Sefer Torah is lying down. So what do we do? So Sephardim follow Rashi only, and they put it straight up. The mezuzah goes straight up, and that's it. Ashkenazim, so some Ashkenazim will follow Rashi. Most Ashkenazim have a custom to lean the mezuzahs a little bit. It's more straight up because we really follow Rashi, but we lean a little bit to follow the compromise opinion. This was quoted by the Tor of Yaakov ben Arush, the famous Tor that we always quote. And he, the Arbaturim, and he felt that it could be leaned a little bit and that would cover many of the different opinions. You also know in a real Ashkenazi shul, the Sefer Torah is lying down. Usually the bima is actually leaning. It's not flat. It's leaning, a little more kavod, easier to see. So a similar thing, we lean the mezuzahs with the top part leaning towards the inside of where you're going. So that's really what we, that's general Ashkenazi, but some Ashkenazim do it straight also, if I like the Sephardim. Yeah.
Which guy says vertical and which one says horizontal?
Rashi says vertical. And Rabbeinu Tam. What was that?
He said Rashi said sitting up straight horizontal.
Oh, that's strange. Yeah, that makes no sense at all. Right. So I apologize if anybody heard that on the recording. vertical is straight up, horizontal is lying down. I must have said that the wrong way. Okay. So if you take out your Rambams, please open up to Parakeh. Perek Hey, we skipped a halacha. I did that purposely. Went to Tet. We did Zion and Tet. We're going back to Chet. Okay. Perek Hey, halacha Chet. Okay. Perek Hey, halacha Chet. In, again, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. Halacha Chet. Don't be confused. We did Tet already, but I did that purposely for a different reason. Chet. Tilia b'makel. If you were to hang it on a stick, psula, the mezuzah is puzzle. There's many different versions of what this means. It can mean that you kind of like put it on a stick and put it next to the wall where it's not really attached to the wall. That makes sense why it's puzzle. You could hang it from the top, you know, with the stick on a stick, you know, hanging down onto the wall, also not attached. The whole point is it's not attached. It has to be attached to the wall. Therefore, it's puzzle. She'ein zu kviya. It's not set aside there. It's not set into the wall. Hanicha achoreha delis. If you put it on the side, now this is something we're going to have to come back to next week. If you were, instead of putting on the mezuzah, but you put it on the side. So let's say this was the mezuzah, right? So you put it on the side of the wall. You've seen this in places, right? Because the door covers the entire mezuzah, entire doorpost. So therefore, you're going to put the mezuzah, they put it on outside of the wall. So we're going to get back to that. But the Rambam says that it is puzzle. You're not allowed to do that. It doesn't work. Hamik la tefach. We said that one of the ways you could put the mezuzah on the wall is to carve into the wall and put the mezuzah there. If you put it into the wall. One second. I knew I skipped something. Okay. I did. I skipped something. I was like, that's not the right order. Okay, here we go. Let me try it one more time. A little bit before. Chafar b'mezuzah hapetach. If you dug into the mezuzah, v'hichnis ha-mezuzah kamo nagar, v'kabriach ha-krashim b'tabos. Right? So it's like the bolt that you have in terms of the, by the rings, in terms of a beam. So if you were just to stick it straight in, almost like straight in like this, straight into the wall, like you're nailing something in, like you're putting it into a bunch of rings, that would be puzzle. It's not the right way. Hemik la tefach, if you put it into the wall, let's say you have it the way we normally have it, and you put it into the wall, but you put it so deep into the wall that it's a tefach in. A tefach is a little over 3 inches. Some opinions say it's about 4 inches. But you put it that far into the wall, also psula, it's not allowed. So if you put it into the wall, it has to be closer to the wall. Chatach kana v'hichnis bo mezuzah. You cut up a reed and you put the mezuzah in it. You cut up a bunch of reeds, take some bamboo, stick a mezuzah in it. V'achar kach chiber hakana el kana macherim. So you take like a little stick, you put a little reed, a little bamboo thing, and you put the mezuzah in it, and then you attach it to a whole bunch of other things. So you make a whole giant stick of mezuzahs, which is going to be, or let's say even beams, it's going to end up becoming your doorpost, right? So you first, before you even put up the doorpost, you stick the mezuzah in there, you connect it to a bunch of other things. V'hemid menakol mezuzah sa'pesach, then you make the mezuzahs. Psula, it's not allowed. Why? V'pnei shekadma kviyos ha-mezuzah la'asiyos mezuzah sa'pesach. Because putting up the mezuzah came before the mezuzahs, the doorposts, were actually put up. This is a concept in halacha called tasev lo min ha'asoy. You have to make, the mezuzah has to be done on something that has been made already, not something that has not been made. We follow this halacha with certain things, with sukkah, other halachas, tzitzis. So tasev lo min ha'asoy means that you're not allowed to put the mezuzah on something and then put it back on the wall. We actually had a case here in this school, in the extensions, the trailers. So we put up mezuzahs and they redid parts of the trailer and they took down the metal doorposts. And what was still on the doorpost? The mezuzah. And I wish they told me this before because I would have gotten it out of there before they did the construction. But they took down the actual metal doorposts. And then they're putting them back up. Can I leave the mezuzah on the doorpost? So the answer is no. That's tasev lo min ha'asoy. I have to take it off again. When they put the actual metal doorpost back on, then we put the mezuzah back on. We actually had to do that in this school. They actually took down the doorpost with the mezuzahs on them. It doesn't help to put it right back up. You got to take the mezuzah off, wait till it's installed, and put the mezuzah in as well. That's what we had to do. So and if we would have known that they were taking down, then we would have taken the mezuzahs to protect them, but I don't think anybody realized it at the time. Okay. Halacha Yud. Here we go. Hakol chayavim b'mezuzah. Afilu nashim v'avadim. Everybody's chayav in mezuzah, even women and slaves. Not a time-bound mitzvah, right? U'mechanchem es ha-ketanim la'asos mezuzah levateim. We do chinuch for ketanim. Let's say a child owns their own little house, or their own house. For chinuch, they put up a mezuzah on their house. Hasocher bayis b'chutz la'aretz. If you rent a house in chutz la'aretz, you're renting a house or an apartment in chutz la'aretz. V'hadar b'pundak b'eretz Yisrael. Or you're living in a hotel in Israel. Pater min ha-mezuzah shloshim yom. You're pater from mezuzah for 30 days. You have 30 days to put up the mezuzah, as opposed to buying a house where it should go up right away. We're going to get into that. If you're not living there yet, what do you do? But let's say you're living there immediately, the mezuzahs have to go up right away. If you're renting the house or renting an apartment and you're in chutz la'aretz, let me just finish the halacha, and you're in chutz la'aretz, you have 30 days to put up the mezuzah or this hotel, whatever that means in Israel, which we'll get back to. Aval, hasocher bayis pe'eretz Yisrael. But if somebody rents a house in Israel, chayav b'mezuzah miyat. We'll find out why later. But in Israel, it's different. In Israel, you have to put up the mezuzah immediately, even if you're renting. The mezuzah goes up right away. So only in chutz la'aretz, the only time you don't have to put up the mezuzah right away, if you're going to live there right away, is in chutz la'aretz when you're renting. So we'll get back to it. Yeah.
What if you're in a hotel for like a month and a half? If that's more than 30 days, you're not allowed to damage.